Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is Minister Andre Jeffries, and I will be your host for today, on this Thursday, on this wonderful Thursday. Thank you, Jesus. Giving honor and praise to God, who is the head of our lives, to our bishop, Pastor Nora, to my wife, to all those that are on the prayer line, and all those that are coming in right now, especially those that are joining us for the first time. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. All right. We're going to take a turn right quick. And we're going to, let me see. Now, I'm doing something wrong here. We're going to, let's see, yeah. We're going to read off our prayer list first. And then we are praying for Sage Fisher, missing. All kids, Keitha, Mina, health and finances, Derek and Bernard, Myron, Marion, Mercedes, Pastor Terry Buckner. We are praying for them. We are praying for them this morning. Hey, everyone, we encourage you to stay on the line this morning. Our bishop will be joining us at about 8:30 today. So if you can, we'll ask you to stay with us. All right, at this time, we're going to turn it over into our first prayer lead. That would be Sister Rachel. Sister Rachel, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Go ahead and let God use you.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for the wonderful, for ushering us into the presence of the Lord. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We feel your presence here on this line, Lord, and we just worship you. Father God, we acknowledge your presence and we worship you, honor and adore you. Lord, we pray that you take us higher this morning. Hallelujah. My prayer prompt this morning is natural disasters and storms. And I was thinking and meditating over this because these can be so impactful in many people's lives in so many different ways. And we have seen, especially in this last year, an influx of these occurrences. And as I was just seeking the Lord in this, as I grew up as a little girl, in a different denomination, we were taught that, you know, the enemy was in the storms. And I was just pondering and praying about the different belief system I was raised in and what I've come into the awareness of in my adult walk with our Heavenly Father. The Lord brought back Genesis to my remembrance. So God created everything, and then he gave man rule and dominion over it. Now, I'm not bold enough to profess today that we control the weather, but I do believe there's an element of stewardship in our earth that we're responsible for. And I don't know if it's too far gone, but I do know that prayer changes everything. So today, as we pray over our world, our globe, and the impact that we have made on this earth, Father God, help us. And the choices that we make daily, individually, in stewardship of it. And as we pray for our global community that is impacted by the various occurrences of natural disasters, let us be mindful of the beautiful creation God has given us and what we can do individually to steward it well. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you that you are sovereign, that you rule and reign. Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you that you are providential, that everything is under your foot. Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you that you showed us here in the flesh. You came wrapped in a body that you control the winds and waves, Lord Jesus. You also said, greater works will you do than me. Father God, I thank you and praise you that you have empowered us, that we co-reign with you, Christ Jesus. I pray that you would impress upon us ways that we could steward our earth well. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would have compassion and mercy upon your people, that you would not, Lord Jesus, allow the winds and waves to overcome us, but that you would push them back in Jesus' name, out of mercy and compassion and kindness. Lord, we know the wages of sin are death. Lord God, we know that your people have desecrated the land and sinned greatly. We know that principalities rule over places because of the sin of the land. But we also know that we serve a loving, caring, compassionate, mercy-filled God. And Lord, as we repent and relent, as we turn away from our sin and choose a new way on a new day, God, we ask that you would have mercy and compassion upon us as a global community, that you would see, that you would search the earth and see the hearts of those that are turned towards you, God, and that you would have compassion towards them. I remember in your word, Lord Jesus, when you asked to find a righteous person, you saved Noah and his family from the flood. Lord, we're praying that you would spare your people in compassion the same way. Lord God, we don't know what can be done about global warming, but I pray that you would give the new innovators of our generation, Lord Jesus, insight, revelation, and divine knowledge to help create systems that would better care for our earth. Lord Jesus, I believe that we have time here still and that we have great many things to do. And you commanded us to occupy and do business until you return. We're to live a chastened life like you'll be here any moment. We are to plan and build and progress like we have 1,000 years to come. So Lord, we pray over our globe. We pray over global warming, Lord Jesus. We pray over our future generations, God. Help us to do the things that we need to do to make this a sustainable place to live. Lord, we don't know how you will work it out for us, but we trust you. We thank you for innovators that create new solutions. We thank you, Father God, for insight that uncovers new ways and new models. We thank you, Father God, that we sit under a progressive leader that encourages us to be bold and try new things and do things a new way. You told me, as your prophet, old ways won't work. So, Lord God, we raise up boldly. We take responsibility for the people that you have called us to be. We accept and receive the mandate on our lives to rule and reign, have dominion over the earth. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that as we walk in the commands that you have given us, that we would see the impact, even in our weather, Lord God. We pray for safe places for people to live. We pray over the land that you would pull down principalities. You promised we have authority over them. And I bind storms and I bind destruction and I bind dissolution in the name of Jesus. And I replace it with peace, prosperity of the land. Lord, help us to let our land rest. Help us to recover our land. Help us to live lives that do rule in dominion over the land. Lord God, you created those parameters and boundaries of the water, and you promised us with the rainbow that you would not let them overcome us ever again. All of creation groans for the coming of sons and daughters. Let us see the sons and daughters you've called us to be, that we would live at peace. And the beautiful creation that you have blessed us with. Help us, Holy Spirit. Help us see how it all feeds into one another. Help us see, Lord Jesus, and make healthy choices, Lord God, so that we would live in peace with creation. The original, beautiful intent that you had. It's not too late. Jesus came to rectify everything. And that as we live out lives, Father God, with Jesus living through us, we would see the impact on our climate, on our weather, and the natural disasters, and the place that our children and their children's children are to live. You promised, Lord Jesus, that your people's generations would be blessed. We have a great expectancy for that. Help us to be the stewards you've called us to be so that that can come true. Heavenly Father, I pray for those who have suffered greatly from natural disaster. It has even touched people close to us. We thank you and praise you for the pockets of protection that you have created that cover your people. Thank you for Goshen, Lord Jesus. But Lord, let us not stay there too long. Even when they stayed in Goshen, it became a place of unrest, of lack of provision. So let us know, Lord God, that you are protecting and covering us, but that we have a responsibility to bring peace and prosperity back to your promised land. We are your promised land. Your resting home is in our hearts. Give us clean hands and pure hearts and excellent stewardship so that we would see the fruitfulness of all that you've entrusted to us. Whew, hallelujah. I decree that over us in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for reconstruction. I pray for more provision, Lord God. I pray for restoration in the name of Jesus for those who have lost because of these natural disasters. I pray that we would have a time of peace, Lord God, a time of rest, Heavenly Father, that we'd be able to reestablish ourselves and recalibrate after the storms, natural and in our lives and in the spirit. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would regrow our faith in the name of Jesus. And just like the shoot coming up, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, you've been ministering to me about that all week, that dead, cut down tree. But there's a green shoot in the center of it coming up. You gave me that vision over a year ago, Lord, and we see it. We see it. We thank you and praise you. You did it, Father God, in the Babylonian kingdom way back then under King Nebuchadnezzar's rule. And Lord, you're doing it now. Everything that has been knocked down, everything that has been deconstructed, everything that has been leveled, everything that has been disastered, declared a disaster or uninhabitable. I know the pain of loss. My house flooded and I lost it in 2023. God is going to restore it. I decree and declare it over us. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for the green shoot that's coming up from the dead stump. Thank you that there's hope for your people. Thank you, Jesus, that you are our hope. Lord, I pray that you would release abundance upon your people and that everything lost would be restored in a double portion. Lord, I thank you and praise you that you are stilling and calming the atmosphere. God, I thank you and praise you that your people will see a time of rest. We call cease and desist on the storms in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise you that you are faithful to protect, faithful to provide, and faithful to restore. We see it time and time again, Father God, in your story. It is always your heart for restoration and reconciliation. We praise and thank you for that. You are a good, good Father. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, I pray that you'd begin to minister to the people who have suffered the trauma of loss. It is devastating. It has even crippled me at times to have the strength and faith to rebuild again. After 2 years, I'm just feeling safe and content to begin to rebuild a home after losing everything. So, Lord, I pray the people that suffered in the tornadoes, the people that have suffered in the earthquakes, in the floods, Lord Jesus, in the hurricanes, God, I pray for their healing. I pray for the healing in their minds, in their hearts, Father God, in their homes, in their families, and that they would have the faith and strength to rebuild again. It's hard when you've been knocked down. And Lord, I pray that as you wipe things out, houses that are on the sand, I pray that we would rebuild on the rock, you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray that we would find purpose in the destruction, that we would find strength in the reconstruction, that we would realign ourselves with you and the vision for our lives, Lord God, your vision for our lives, and that we would build on a rock. You've been saying, I hear you, Holy Spirit, on this rock I will build my church. God, rebuild us, reestablish us, and let us come back stronger and more fortified than ever before. That any storm that comes, natural or in the spirit, we would be able to withstand because of you. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, for this time of prayer. We thank you and praise you for the body of Christ. We thank you and praise you for excellent leadership and stewardship. May we continue to walk in it, heal our land, and give our people hope. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, it's a joy to pray with you. I pray that we would all be able to do what we can do, our part, to make this a better world, a better place to be and live and thrive. And I thank you for the opportunity to pray and decree those things over us. Let's sow good seeds. Bishop has led us excellently, and let's make sure that we put good seeds in good ground so that we see great fruit. I bless you in Jesus' name, and I'll turn it back over to our host.
Amen. Amen, Sister Rachel. We thank you for your insight. We thank you for your insight. Thank you. I can't imagine going through some of the natural disasters that people have been through. I can't imagine, but you have been one of those that have made it through the storm. And we thank you for your insight on natural disasters and climate and the climate of global warming. Oh, everyone that's just joined in, that was Sister Rachel giving us a fantastic prayer on natural disasters. Our next speaker will be coming up next. Bishop will be coming on. For those that can stay, he'll be coming on today as well. Brother Barry, are you ready?
Yes,
all
sir.
Right, sir, go ahead and let God use you.
All right, thank you very much. My name is Barry Johnson. I come to you all from Lincoln Heights, Ohio. My prayer concentration for this morning is for war countries. As I pray this morning, Father God, I'm asking. Did you say something?
No, go right ahead, sir.
Okay. As I pray this morning, Father God, I'm asking you to lead me, to guide me, to put your hand on my shoulder, because war is evil. And anytime we pray for anything that involves evil, we should always call on you for protection. On that note, dear God, precious Lord, in your word, it mentions from the book of Matthew 5, verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. My Savior, I begin with this scripture to set the tone for peace in war countries and emphasize the importance of being agents of peace in this world. Father God, throughout history, many wars and conflicts were influenced by different religions and their specific doctrines. But God, I want to make this perfectly clear. In spite of all the wars from the beginning of man's existence, you have always and always will sit on the throne of grace. Dear God, your throne symbolizes your mercy and the access to all of us who believe. This is our gateway to you. Dear God, because war involves several countries and belief systems, I will now pray for the people that represent a few different religions. First, I'll speak from the Holy Quran. Second, I'll speak from the 700-word Hindu version of the Bhagavad Gita that's used in the Hindu faith. And third, I'll speak from the Bible and the word of my God. All right. From the Holy Quran, 49 and 13. O mankind, indeed, we have created you from male and female and made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Next, from the Bhagavad Gita. Again, that's from the Hindu. Verse 16, 3 and 5. The demonic do not know what it is to be done and what it is not to be done. They do not distinguish between right and wrong. They are hateful, cruel, and vile. Such people say the world is unreal, without a substratum or foundation, and without a God, brought about by mutual union, impelled by lusts. The demonic, led by egotism pride and arrogance, and deluded by numerous desires, are in lust and anger, feeling themselves mighty and intoxicatingly happy. They work with impure resolve and are cruel, seeking to destroy this world. Dear God, I use those two groupings of scripture from two different ways of hearing from you so that we may all hear the different ways of communicating with you and to call for unity among different communities and religions to seek healing for the divisions caused by war. And finally, the third dimension, the Holy Bible, in Psalms 46, 1 and 2, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, only you, God, are our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Therefore, and I'll say it again, therefore, that word means, for that reason, we will not fear. Father God, within my spirit, I feel that scripture was for strength and guidance for those affected by war and to instill hope in the face of adversity. Father, I pray that those three distinct groupings of scripture from three different ways of hearing from you is a cry for unity among different communities and religions to seek healing for the divisions caused by war. Father God, I pray and ask for forgiveness, transformation, and the transcendence of negative influences to bring about a world free from the ravages of war. Lord God, I would be missing the point in speaking about war countries if I did not pray for strength from your word in the book of Ephesians. I'm going to be at 6 and 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Father God, as you know, when I was younger, that scripture always frightened me. But now that I'm older and living off of meat and not milk, I don't have that same fear. Father, I know now that scripture was meant to emphasize to all of us that the struggle and wars faced by true believers is not merely against human adversaries, but against spiritual forces and powers that influence the world. Father, my dear God, the mentioning of words like principalities, power, ruler of darkness, wickedness in high places indicate a hierarchy of spiritual entities that are known to be against your purposes and plans. But Father, in spite of all of the wars, in spite of all of the evil in this world, we put on the full armor of God so that we will stand against all evil challenges, and we shall always encourage other believers to be spiritually prepared. Yes, Lord, we must stay prayed up. I pray, although war-torn countries that face pain and instability, that hope remains in you, Father God, my Lord and Master, to heal, restore, and to bring peace to all nations. As I offer this prayer for peace and healing, let us remember the words of Numbers 6, 24 and 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face toward you and give you peace. Give you peace. May this divine blessing encompass all nations, bringing protection, grace, and the gift of true peace to every corner of the world. As I bring this moment of prayer to a close, let us carry the light of hope, the strength of faith, and the power of collective prayer with us. Let us commit ourselves to being instruments of peace, advocates for reconciliation, and channels of divine love in a world plagued by conflict and division. May our hearts be open to compassion, our actions guided by righteousness, and our spirits uplifted by the vision of a harmonious and peaceful global community. Let us go forth in the assurance that our prayers have been heard. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. For those of you all that have to leave for the day, you have a pleasant day. For now, I'm going to turn it back over to our prayer lead.
Amen. This is Minister Andre Jeffries. I am your prayer host for today. Those that we would like for you to stay, because our bishop will be coming on next. But if you have to leave, we would ask you to sow a seed at $ Bishop Eric Clark, or you can text to give at 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org. You can give an offering. You can put in your prayer request, and you can also upload your one-minute GPS. At this time, I'm going to introduce my king and our bishop, Eric Kincaid Clark. Thank you. Go right ahead, sir.
Good morning, grace and peace to all of those who are participating this morning, and certainly many blessings to you. Minister Andre, thank you for hosting us this morning. You're doing a great job, as always. Minister Barry, boy, I really was blessed by your prayer, and I can even appreciate you reaching out to some of those of other faiths by reading from their spiritual literature. Thank you, Rachel. What a blessing praying about our planet and the stewardship of our planet. Again, good morning and grace and peace to all the people of God that are on with us this morning. More importantly, many blessings on those that join us every single day. Every day you rise up, you organize your day and your week to be a part of this prayer ministry. I am very glad to see the prayer ministry growing and prospering, and I want to take a few moments, certainly to say thank you. And I want to take a few moments to cast more vision for this prayer ministry and share with you all what I see and the purpose for this ministry. It has truly grown and evolved into a prayer service. I am very grateful for this hour that we are not simply getting on and praying, but it's a time of spiritual fellowship. It's a time where we're interacting with each other. Sometimes there's a praise break. Sometimes we, at the end of the prayer, we all are able to greet one another and speak blessing on each other's day. And so this is a part of our new model for fellowship with one another. But also, in my vision for new model, it's growth through daily ministry, discipleship. I believe that in the old model of ministry, where we come to church once a week, Sunday, most people, that has not been enough to really develop disciples. Thank God that I am a product of that system, and many of us who are on are as well. We go to church on Sunday and just have a good time in the Lord, see the saints, love on each other, and go through our service, which involves prayer and preaching and singing and some time of fellowship. But in my measurement, as I looked at and evaluated everything that we have done, that's not enough for true discipleship. And so this prayer line has become one of those tools, one of our new avenues of expression for growth through daily ministry. Our daily prayer serves a number of purposes. Certainly we're able to pray and petition the Lord for the things that we need. Also, we're able to come together and agree. We're able to have fellowship. But one of the main purposes for me in casting this vision for this prayer ministry is to take our spiritual relationship with God home, to get it out of the church, to get it out of the temple, out of the sanctuary, and to make God more real in our homes, more real on our jobs, more real in our practical lives everywhere, that the God that we serve is in our hearts, and he is portable. He is with us always, even to the end of the age. And it is our praying together. Sometimes people are riding in their car. They're on their jobs. They're at home. They're at various places, and they're praying. I've been on this prayer line. I was out running, riding my bike, at the park, just doing my little exercise in the weight room, in the gym, and even in a place where I study. I've been several places and have been able to be a part of this prayer ministry. And it allows me to take my spirituality with me wherever I am. That being spiritual is not something that's just for at church. People say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and all of the other religious language when they come to church. And sometimes when they leave the church, all of that's gone. That's gone. And I don't believe you have to be over-religious anywhere. At the same time, the traditional model has presented for us a time where we're God-conscious at church. But this new model of praying every day, even our time of fellowship through the daily bread, presents a model where we can be stimulated to be God-conscious every day, every day, every day, in the middle of the day. And I, you know, the scripture says, early will I seek thee. I think it's a great time to start the day off with prayer and a time before the Lord. But one of my main goals and purposes for the prayer line, in addition to the obvious reasons of prayer, is to create and to raise in the people a spiritual consciousness that every day you belong to God. Every day His word is upon your lips. Every day you're trusting him to seek him for his leading and for his guidance. Every single day we give him praise. We worship him. We honor him in our homes. So when friction comes, we have a God consciousness. We're not just going to go off and start cursing and using bad language or lie and go forth in some behavior that is ungodly. We have a God consciousness. And that's what praying from our location, we minister to our believers, we minister from our location. That's what that does. It raises in us a God consciousness that he is with us always, always, and that in any moment we can call on the Lord. We're out and about and there's a need, that any moment you can jump right into praying for people, right into laying your hands, right into speaking the word of the Lord over him or over them as you minister throughout your day. It just raises that God consciousness. The word of God says that we should always pray and faint not. Pray without ceasing. It's a challenge to have a God consciousness. You know, Brother Barry mentioned other religions. Well, in Catholicism, they have the rosary. You know, the other, I don't know, about 5 months ago, I spoke to you all about your prayer beads. I got a little bracelet with beads on it. Well, in the Catholicism religion, they have the rosary, and it's a reminder. And so what people do as they're walking around with their beads around their neck, they may grab a bead and it reminds them to pray. That's all. And they speak a prayer and they'll just move around. It's just a simple reminder. Even sometimes the headpieces that the Jewish brothers wear, when I ask them, what is that all about? What is that? They say, it's just a reminder that God is always over us. So throughout our day, we want to wear it to business deals, to work. As we are out and about, we want to constantly be reminded that God is over us. He's always over. He's watching. He sees us. He's aware of what we're doing. He's aware of what we're dealing with. And that's part of the vision of our prayer ministry. For this ministry to be a reminder, to raise your God consciousness throughout your day, that you would be a spiritual person every day, that you would be a godly person every day, that you would be a man or woman of prayer, full of the word of God, full of faith every day, full of the Lord's praises and worshiping him every day. So when the enemy comes, you're lifting up a standard against him. When temptation comes, you're able to resist. When challenge and conflict comes, you're so full of the word of God. Why? You don't have to wait till Sunday to get your word. You don't have to wait till Sunday to have fellowship. You don't have to wait till Sunday to have some spiritual interaction, some praise and some worship. But every day, give us this day our daily bread. And so this prayer ministry feeds into that. And so I encourage all of you to continue to support the prayer ministry. I encourage you to continue to reach out to your family and friends, your constituents, and invite them to be a part of this outreach so that they too could have that God consciousness risen in them every day. You'll find yourself living a more spiritual life, a more God-sensitive life, a life that's more akin, accustomed, and comfortable with the Word of God, with your faith, making your faith real, practical, with you always, having a spiritual awareness, acuteness, a focus on God throughout your day. Amen. Always remember Jesus, Jesus. Always remember Jesus, Jesus. Always keep him on your mind. Always keep him on your mind. The Word of God says, whose mind is stayed on me, I'll keep his mind in perfect peace. This morning I want to offer a prayer of spiritual growth. Spiritual growth. Spiritual growth. Even as our last prayer lead began to speak, Brother Barry, about he's no longer on the milk. He's on the meat now. He's growing up. He's got a different perspective of the things of God. Amen. I'm praying today for our spiritual growth and development, that more prayer leads would step forth, come on and be a part and lead out in prayer. Even prayer hosts, some that are leading, can step up and become a host. Host today, Sister Rachel. Host. Go ahead and be a host, Brother Barry. Step up and direct a whole day for others. We're praying for Pastor Buckner today. Dealing with some physical things, we're praying that God would be gracious to him. But we want that matriculation, that spiritual matriculation. And that's one of the reasons that I am not on the prayer lead team or the prayer host team. I'm here as a stand-in this morning. But one of the reasons I am not is to give you all room to grow and to express. If I do everything, then you do nothing. Nope. I'm going to flip that around. I'm going to do my part and create space and room for you all to do your part. Jesus said it. I must go away to prepare a place for you. And that's what I've done with this ministry, and I've left it in great hands. Pastor Lenora and all of those who are on this team are doing an excellent job, but that is a growth mechanism. That's how you grow. You give people some responsibility, and I challenge you all to grow in your home, in your community, that you too would not only step up and begin to do more things, but that you would delegate responsibility and authority to others to do their part, to do their part. Let's pray. Oh, mighty God, we honor you. We thank you. We worship you. You are so good to us. You smiled upon us, and you've given us your favor. You stirred us up another day. Thank you, Lord. We're alive to praise you. We're alive to do your will. We are alive to be your ambassadors, your representatives. We are alive to be the light of the world. Shine through us is our prayer. Lord, we submit ourselves to you. We submit our will to you, our minds. We confess that we don't know the way. We confess that we don't have all the wisdom that we need. Our hope is in you. We trust you. And we declare this morning that we need you. Oh, Lord, guide our steps. Guide our steps. Guide our steps. Guide our steps. And give us discernment as our prayer, Lord, to know what's good. What is your will? What is your purpose? My God, I pray that our hearts would be pure this morning, that you would wash us, cleanse us in your precious blood. Forgive us of all ungodliness, unkindness. Forgive us for our lack of sensitivity. Forgive us for judging others. Forgive us. Cleanse us. Lord, let our hearts be pure before you, Lord. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit. Blot out my transgressions, Lord. Wash us thoroughly is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Today, Father, we petition you for the growth mechanisms that we need to come forth, even as you called Lazarus forth from the dead. I call the church forth. I call the people of God forth. I call your servants forth. I call them to arise out of naiveness, out of childish behavior. I call them forth to arise from their small station, small thinking. I call them to come into maturity. As your word says, as children, we spake as children, understood as children. But Father, when we mature, we put away those childish things. Today I ask for spiritual growth and maturation to take place in the lives of your people. Let us come forth as the men and women, as the preachers, as the teachers, as the prophets, as the prayer warriors, as the ministers, the servants of all mankind. Let us come forth as the lights of the world. Let us come forth as mature believers, full of the word, full of the knowledge of God, full of wisdom and understanding. Oh, my God, fill us. Fill us to overflowing. Fill us until we speak your words. Fill us until people around us are impacted by your grace through us. Fill us, Holy Spirit, until we learn how to be content in whatever state that we're in. Fill us, grow us, mature us, until all of our trust and expectation is in you. Fill us, Father, grow us, mature us, until we're not moved by the changing of the guards. We're not moved by a new president. We're not moved by political winds changing. Fill us, mature us, grow us, Lord, until we don't walk in fear, doubt, or hesitation about what you've called us to do, about who you've made us to be. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, cleanse us, fill us, grow us up, mature us, stretch us out. There are growing pains that come with growth and maturation. New territories that we will possess. New experiences that we will have. Give us a new heart, new eyes, new ears to perceive you on a new level. Let us no longer be children tossed to and fro with any wind of doctrine, but let us go forth in unity. Let's go forth in love. Let us go forth, my God, as mature believers, ministering from our location, being ever present of your power, of your presence. Thank you for it, Lord. Finally, we ask that your word would dwell in our hearts richly. Even as the psalmist said, let us hide your word, my God. Let us hide your word in our hearts so that we don't sin against you. Let your word be a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our pathway. Let your word reign supreme in our heart. Let us meditate on it day and night, that we'll be planted like a tree, bringing forth fruit in this season. Leaves won't wither. And prosperity is all around us. Let your word be upon our lips. Let us meditate on it. Write it frontlets of our eyes, tied around our neck. Then let us be diligent to even teach the word to our children. Father, I pray that the maturity would infect each household. Let there be Bible study in each household. Let there be prayer in each household. Let there be spiritual leadership and development, evangelism in each household. Grow us up, Lord. 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 Oh, grow us up, Lord. Don't let us stay in the state. Just man falls seven times, rise up again. Let us get stronger and stronger after the fall, stronger and stronger as a result of our experience, our journey. Let us get stronger and stronger. My God, we shine in the light of your glory. Fill us with your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Raise up that spirit of consciousness, spiritual consciousness. Let us always be aware that you're with us, that you're on us, that you're around us, that you're in us, leading and guiding us. Let us have that spiritual consciousness, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Now bless everyone that's on the line. The day is yours, Lord. The day is yours. The day is yours. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, Minister Andre. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you, sir, for casting vision once again, we thank you. for your words, Lord. We thank you, Bishop, for standing in the gap for Pastor Terry. We thank you for your disciplines that you do every day. We thank you for pointing us to a God consciousness towards spiritual growth. We thank you for all that you do for the body of Christ. God bless you, sir. Thank you, Jesus. All right, everyone. We're coming down to the end of our prayer service. I would like to read the believer's declaration at this time. Number one, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. Number two, as mature believers, we minister from our location. Number three, we are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Once again, I would like to read off our prayer list. Once again, for those that are asking for our prayers, we're keeping Pastor Buckner in prayer as he's going through some procedures today. We're keeping him lifted up. Sage Fisher, I don't know if they're missing or what, but it says Sage Fisher missing. So we're praying for that situation. All our kids, always we're keeping them lifted up in prayer. My wife, Keitha, she's dealing with some busyness as we speak today. So please keep her in your prayers. Also, Mina and her health and finances. My cousin, Derek Brito, dealing with drugs and alcohol. He's going through a rehab IOP, intensive outpatient program. Bernard, he just had another surgery, a minor surgery. He's recovering in a rehab facility. Keep him in your prayers. Myron, Marion, Mercedes, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for all of those that are on our prayer list. We're keeping them in prayer throughout the day in the name of Jesus. For scripture for today, I would like to read from Romans, the 12th chapter, just the first verse, coming from the Daily Walk Bible, New International Version, and it reads, therefore, I urge you, brethren, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctified in the hearts and minds of all those that believe. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you once again, Jesus. Hallelujah. For this day, Lord, for this day that we can come to you and offer our bodies as living sacrifices, as acts of worship to you, Lord. Thank you for the God consciousness that you've given us each day. We're excited to serve you, Lord. We look forward to go out and minister and represent you as ambassadors, Lord, of your kingdom. Lord, we ask that you continually stretch out your hand of protection upon us as we do the work, Lord, as we go forth in our communities, as we go forth in our families, Lord. Help us, Lord, to touch those, Lord, that needs you, that need to be saved, that need to be born again, Lord. Help us to carry your word, Lord, across the land, Lord Jesus, with boldness, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that you've given us on the inside, Lord Jesus, that allows us, Lord Jesus, to have power in our speech, that allows us to have discipline in our walk, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask that you have your way today, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to be good stewards of this earth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, to be agents of peace today, Lord. Lord, we need your wisdom and guidance, Lord, in these troubled times, Lord Jesus. Help us to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, Lord. Thank you for being our refuge and our strength this morning, Lord. We thank you for the prayer leads, Lord, that you're using, Lord. We ask that you add to the number, Lord Jesus. Give us mature believers, Lord, that know you, Lord, that want to serve in a greater capacity, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, to grow spiritually, Lord. Help us to be true disciples for you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our bishop that's casting vision. We thank you, Lord, that you're healing his body from his sickness that he was going through, Lord. Continue to restore him, Lord Jesus. Help him to prepare right now as he gets ready for the daily bread, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for putting a good shepherd over us that's willing to feed us daily. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in his life. Bless his family, bless his children, bless his grandchildren, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Wash us, Lord. Wash us in your blood, Lord. Purify our hearts, Lord Jesus. Help us to be vessels of honor for you, Lord. Help us to be the light of the world, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, Lord. We praise your name, Jesus. We glorify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all those that are on the line. Lift our Savior up. Yes. Lift him up right now. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. We glorify you. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Bishop will be coming on in about 1 minute on the Daily Bread. We ask those that can go over to YouTube, do that. And those that can't, you can always go back and get it in Jesus' name. We're asking everyone to have a great day. God bless everyone. Have a great day.
God bless everyone.
All right, now.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All right, now.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Let me see. Got to put on the zutu. The zutu. He don't want you to do everything.
Mrs. Betty ain't hung up her line yet. But she was listening. You want to call Betty?
I'm here.
Okay. Yes, you are.
But it did give me the option of putting in the 88 star and the 88829.
Okay, try it now.
Not the asterisk, but the star, right?
The asterisk, star, same thing. Once you put in the 304282. Give it a few seconds, and then you can just go ahead. It's not going to ask you for it. All you have to do is to start putting in the 88 star.
Okay, I'll try it now.
Okay. And now you are a guest speaker. There you go.
Okay. I got it now.
Okay. So every time you log on as a prayer host, I mean a prayer lead, that I need you to do that.
I got you.
Okay. All right. If you have any other questions, I've been enjoying your prayer.
Yeah, it's this morning I almost messed up because I was doing some coding on my computer. I started on it at about 6 o'clock, and I was trying to watch the clock because I got up at about 4 getting ready for my prayer. And then after I finished my prayer study, I jumped on my computer, and I thought it was only going to take me like about 10 minutes, but it took me about...
It always sucks you in.
Yeah, I looked at my clock, and it was like 5 minutes to 8. I'm like, dang it, I messed up.